Hello. Goodness. Shocker. I'm moving my mic. Welcome. It's fucking 10 p.m. on a Wednesday night, and I've been out all day, and I thought about recording in the morning, but then I forgot that I was gonna do that, and so I woke up at like 8, and then I was like, fuck this, like, that sucks. So I couldn't go back to sleep for like an hour or something, and then I finally fell back asleep and slept till like 11:15, and it was so nice. And then I got up, showered, washed my hair, and then I went and met my friend Trent for lunch, and we went to Chewy's. It was so good. And then he needed a pie pan, and so he's making a pie, and so we were going to thrift stores looking for one, and then we went to this random store called like Pop Fresh, I think is what it's called, and found one, and yeah, it was pretty easy. So, and we found, literally, we went to Home Goods and Thrift Giant, and there was literally one at each of them, but the one at Thrift Giant was orange, and it like had all the directions of like how to make like a pumpkin pie, and yeah, he didn't want an orange one. So then we went to Home Goods, and they had this one that was like teal, kind of. It was cute, but then it said like something stupid in the middle. And so he was like, I don't want this one. And so we were going to go to TJ Maxx, but then we were just like, what the fuck is this store? Like, let's go in here. And they had one, and they also had these cute ass fucking towels. And so I bought two of them. I got a pink one and a green one, and they're like checkered. But they're, like, beach towels, so they're big as fuck, and they're soft, like, 10 out of 10. Honestly, I want to go buy one in every single color, because they had a blue one, too. And then, I don't know if that was it, but if it is, then I would just get another pink one, because it's so cute. So, yeah, probably gonna do that, because I just love them. And then, as soon as I got done with that, me and Cheyenne were hanging out today, and so I call her, and I'm like, hey, like, what's up? And she's like, oh, like, I just went, like, walking, because it feels so good. And so I was like, okay, cool, like, I'll just, like, come straight there, like, I just left hanging out with Trent, so might as well. And so we, went on a walk, and then we went and got a margarita at Rusty's, and then we came home and we put up our little setup again, because we got like pretty much everything, like all the base. And so, yeah, we did that, because I think I told you how we got scammed with the fucking tent situation. Yeah, I did. And then, yeah, so we put up the tent and put our cots in it and made sure it was gonna be like comfortable and good and like roomy. And then, yeah, we set up the canopy, and we have, like, a little picnic table we have for it, and then the hammock, and then the two chilbos, and then, we mainly needed to see how the tapestries fit, because I bought, like, 6 tapestries, but, like, we hadn't put them up to see kind of what they would look like, if that's how we want them or whatever. But they all looked, like, really fucking good. We just need, oh, and I got, like, this little, like, bungee cord thing, and it has like clips on it, and so that's what we hung the tapestries on. But I need to get more. I think I'm gonna get another pack, because they're like 12 foot long, and we made it work where we could put it all the way around, but I was like, I do not want this popping off and shooting our fucking eyes out, so let's just get another one and do that. And so we're gonna do that, and then get a couple more tapestries, and then, let's see, what else did we have? Oh my god, the lights, they looked so good. Like, I got these string lights off TikTok, and, like, so cute, so fun, and they didn't look that bright, but, you know, we were like, you know what, I'll get these, and I got some lantern lights, too, and so cute. But we ended up leaving it up till it got dark, and so we could see. And oh my god, it looked so fucking good. They were perfect because the other lights are like bright, bright. Like we're not gonna use that unless like, it's like a flashlight, where the other ones are like fairy lights. And so we have that. And then, I don't know, all kinds of shit. Our trash can, the tarps. Oh my god, I ended up buying this big ass fucking tarp because we had a tarp that was 10 by 10 that went under the canopy. Well, then we needed one for under the tent. So I went and bought one and I found one for $13. And it was literally like 9 by 19. And so it went under the canopy and the tent. And so it's like, hell yeah, because then we're not gonna have to worry about like having stakes like in the middle, between the tarps. And we just have that whole one. And they'll just be like on the outside around the tarps. And then, yeah, she got this super cute outdoor rug. So we're gonna get a couple more of those so we can cover like the space a little more. And then, I feel like there was something else. I don't know. But, oh, and we got this like shoe organizer that we're gonna hang like all of our like smaller necessities, like a little handheld fan and our bug spray and sunscreen and aloe vera and all that little bullshit. So, yeah, we're so excited. It looked so cute. And yeah, it felt like so much fucking fun. And then a lot of blue though, because the tent is blue and orange, the tarp is blue, the canopy is blue. So boo to the blue, but everything else looked fucking awesome. Like our little cots are so cute. I have a pink one, Cheyenne got a blue one. And then, oh my god, I'm watching this little video that I took earlier. And it's so cute. And then, whenever we're packing up, I fucking like am trying to roll up these lights and I feel this fucking thing on my leg. And so I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck? And I look down and I just, or I flung it off and then I look down and there's like four motherfucking June bugs right by my fucking feet. And I'm terrified of June bugs. And so, yeah, it was terrifying and Cheyenne had to come save me. And then, yeah. And like, bitch, it's fucking April. What are the June bugs doing? Okay. And oh my god, it just felt so nice. We were so excited. We were just listening to music and drinking our margaritas and yeah, just vibing. It was great. So yeah, we're so fucking excited. I can't wait. And then yeah, we took it all down and I came home, I showered really quickly. And yeah, here we fucking are, bitch. I'm tired. But I'm not gonna miss posting. So I'm here, baby. And yeah. So I could go in and talk about boy stuff, but I just am not feeling like that. I'm like, bitch, I'm drained. So I think what I should have done was just recorded like yesterday or something, but me and Cheyenne hung out yesterday too, and we were just making some little candy, and yeah, we were just having fucking fun. So, like, what do you want from me? But anyway, yeah, I always feel weird. Like, people will be like asking me, I'll be like, oh yeah, like I have a podcast, because I'm like, I feel like I kind of can't really go without saying it now because, like, in my day-to-day life, like I'm like today it came up, me and Trent, we're hanging out and we're walking past all these little chairs at HomeGoods and I'm like, oh, I need a comfy chair for my podcast. And then I was like, oh yeah, I have a podcast. And like whenever I tell people that, they're like, oh my god, that's so cool, like what is it about? And I'm like, nothing. Nothing and everything, and like depends on the day, depends on the time, the place, the when, the where, the how. And yeah, so I'm like, I just feel like I don't, this podcast isn't for my friends to come and listen to. This is for you to find. Like, this is just a podcast you stumble upon and you're like, what the fuck? This is kind of random and fun and just like, useless, so like I don't know. I don't want to say useless because I do enjoy it. It's not useless. It's not completely useless. Maybe to you, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. This is my hobby and I love it, okay? So yeah. And then yeah, like fuck off. Let me love my podcast. But oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm fucking tired. I didn't have any time today. And me and my friend are hanging out. Me and Haley are gonna hang out Sunday. So, next Wednesday, I'm not fucking doing anything. Fuck. So, you know, whatever. But, let's see. What else have I been up to? I've been meditating and doing a lot more breath work, and I've been liking it. You know what? Because I have just been struggling. Like, I don't know, I've just been in my head and like being really mean to myself. And so I've just been talking to ChatGPT, and I'm like, this just like feels gross. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm in such a funk because it's like, I feel like my body, like, I don't know why I've like overcome so much of that, like just like giving a fuck and like thinking that I need to look this specific way. But I don't know. Then I was just like still obviously upset about my body, as you guys fucking know. And so yeah, I don't know. I was just talking to ChatGPT about it, and I'm like, I don't know what to do because I'm like, I feel like I was healthier, but I feel like I'm like struggling right now. Like, I feel like I'm being really fucking mean to myself. Like, God, it's pissing me off. And so yeah, I just yeah talked to ChatGPT, and then I yeah have been doing some like little like self-compassion practices and all kinds of fucking woo-woo shit. I've been dancing more. I feel like, you know, becoming more embodied. That's also like, I guess what I'm working on, which I haven't, that was what I was working on like for a minute, but then I stopped, I guess. I didn't know that I stopped till right now. But yeah, like the somatics and the stuff, like it's just supposed to, I just want to be embodied. I want to be healthy. I want to be healthier. And like, I don't know, I just want to, I've just been being really fucking mean to myself lately, and that needs to fucking change. And it's, yeah, that's the main goal. I'm braiding my hair right now, so just wanted to let you know that. I like to sleep with my hair in a braid because then it doesn't get as tangly and it kind of looks not uniform, but I look a little more put together than just a random fucking strands. Like, I don't know, like some wavy, some curly, some less wavy, like I don't fucking know. So yep, just doing some braiding right now. And then I fucking, my TikTok, bro, I watch one, not one, I probably watch like 10 ASMR like ballroom hair videos, and now it's fucking consuming my TikTok, and I'm like, get out of here. Like, I just like it sometimes, like whenever I literally have nothing better to do. Like, I like my For You page to be random and fun and like whatever, whatever. And the ballroom stuff isn't really random and fun. It's just like what I'm doing because I'm sitting here scrolling before bed and I just want a little ASMR, I guess. But I don't know. I'm not super into ASMR. Like, I don't like, I don't know, sometimes it like makes me like itchy or something. Like, I don't know, it's weird. Not itchy, but like, you know, it makes you like like bend your neck, like it's like heebie-jeebies, like chills or something. I don't know. But the ballroom, I feel like that doesn't like do me wrong. And then all the Coachella shit. Oh my God. Which I don't know. One of my clients was like, would you go to Coachella? And I'm like, bitch, I would go. Like, there's not anywhere I wouldn't go. But I will say, it looks like Coachella kind of sucks for like normal people. Like, Oh, excuse me. Obviously, it's like mainly like influencer focused, and like I don't know, but I just feel like fuck that. So, and for that price, like the tickets are like $900 fucking dollars for GA. Like crazy, 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 crazy. Because it's like usually what I pay whenever I'm going to festivals is like $400 to $500, and I'm fine with that. Like, I know obviously some people would be like, bitch, that's insane. But I feel like it's so worth it because it's like if you think of going to one concert, that concert ticket is probably going to be like $150 at least. And that's going to be for shitty fucking seats. Where it's like I can pay $500 and see tons of DJs and be wherever I want in the crowd, and the vibe, it's just like the whole experience. Like, I just like, no, I will do it again and again and again. I love it. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I guess, yeah, I would go to Coachella, but I would way rather go to EDC Vegas. I want to go so fucking bad, but the tickets are really hard to get. Like, every time I've ever looked, they're fucking sold out. And it pisses me off because it's like they do like pre-sale for, or like early sale for like, I guess that's pre-sale. What the fuck? But they do it for like returning people. Like, they get first dibs. And literally the same people go every single fucking year. And so it's like, it's really hard to get tickets. So at least GA. Like, they have VIP and shit, but bitch, that one is expensive as fuck too. Like, the ticket's like 600 something, I think. And then, yeah, everything in Vegas is so motherfucking expensive. Like, yeah, that's the whole thing. I think I would rather do that than go to Coachella, if we're being honest. But you know what? Like, I don't know. I would definitely go to Coachella, you know. If a brand wanted to send me to Coachella, baby, I'll go in a flash. That is my dream. Like, someone just fucking send me to Coachella for free. I'll wear your clothes because, bitch, picking out an outfit is fucking stressful. Like, I mean, at the same time, it's like you can literally wear anything and it doesn't fucking matter. But, like, I just, like, love rave fashion. Like, it's just so fucking cool. So I always want to look really cute. But I don't know. I feel like recently I've been giving less of a fuck about what I look like. Not at festivals, just in real life. Like, I would just rather be comfortable. So I've literally worn like the same shorts out like fucking 5 times, which is fine, I guess, but I don't know. Weird for me. And I haven't bought any new like clothes in a while. Yes, I did just place a giant Shein order, but that's different because I didn't buy like any just like any old things. I either bought stuff for the festival or I bought like a few skirts for work. So I guess I have those, but I don't know if I'm really wearing that on like a regular day. I don't know. But let's see. What else? Jeez. Last week, I'm like, I don't even know what's happened. Like, I don't know what's going on. What did I do Sunday? Oh, me and Cheyenne hung out. Oh my God. Yeah, me and Cheyenne hang out pretty much every fucking day ever because, yeah, we hung out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, we went to the, oh my God, yeah. We went to this art festival on Sunday and it was so cute. Like, but I got this shitty fucking margarita. It was so syrupy. It was just horrible. I had to throw half of it away and I was pissed. And then I had a good margarita, okay? And then I had a nasty mimosa and a good mimosa too, which I'm kind of picky about my drinks. Like, I guess, fuck, is it that hard? But whatever. So I don't know. I'm like, if it's nasty, like, I'm probably not gonna drink it. A nasty shot, I can take a nasty fucking shot. But a nasty drink, like, bitch, I suck at drinking as it is. Like, I'm a sipper. So, yeah, but it was so much fun. It was so cute. There were so many cute vendors and like there was bands there and so there was music obviously and there was little kids playing and dancing and they were cute and there was like people just dancing and fucking around and yeah, it was just so cute and seeing all the art was awesome. There was so many like cool ass fucking shit. And then let's see, what did we do Saturday? What did we do? Oh, we we just hung out in the backyard, chilled, smoked, and yeah, it was fun. And then what did we do Friday? Oh, I met Cheyenne and Bailey at a restaurant, and we ate dinner and sat on the patio, and it was so fucking nice. I love it. I'm loving this weather. It's so fucking good. The patio, the drinks, all of it. I just love it. The weather, fuck me up. I love this weather because it's not too fucking hot and it ain't cold at all. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, we did that, and then, yeah, that's what I've been fucking up to, bitch. Like, I've been, yeah, breathing, my breath work, I tried a lot of them the other day. I did a bunch of different ones, and that was a lot of fun. It was very relaxing. I felt really good, just because my brain is, like, always going 1,000 miles an hour, so whenever I'm breathing, I really feel like it helps me slow down like a lot, and so we love that. But I felt bad because today my mom's like, if you go to the store, get packing tape, and I'm like, bitch, how am I gonna remember that? I can't remember that. If you need me to go to the store, you need to say, I need you to go to the store, so I can put it on an actual to-do list. Where you're saying, if you go to the store, get packing tape. Bitch, I'm not going to the store, and I'm not going to remember that if I go to the store. So, that's what happened, because I went to that little store, which I don't think they had packing tape. It was really weird. Not weird, but it was just, like, a weird store. Like, it was, like, Five Below, but they had, like, name brand, like, they had, like, wine and stuff. I don't know. It was weird, but I liked it. And yeah, I'll be going back for those fucking towels. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was that. And let's see. Bath towels. I'm looking them up right now. Because they were so cute. Good. I feel like, you know, there's nothing that anyone else is going to get out of this episode today. Just me hanging out with my girls and all y'all. Y'all are my girls, I guess. And then, I'm like, I need to find these towels right now. Found it! So cute! I love it. Add to cart. It's getting boom. At Tennessee, bitch. We not in Tennessee. Why don't they have the other colors on here? Whatever. So cute. I literally love it. I think it's just beautiful. Oh, they have the other colors on here. Oh, okay. So there's pink, green, and blue. And that's it. So, one of each, bitch. Cute. Okay. So, anyway. Sorry, I don't know why I needed to look that up right now. But, fuck. I'm like, what do I need to get off my chest today? What am I carrying that's heavy? And you know what? I feel really good. Like, I don't know. I just am feeling calm and collected. I think I'm just tired. I'm getting a little delusional. But I feel good. I think it was good. It was a good day. It was fun. But I am ready for bed. Yeah, I guess this would typically be where we talk about boys on this week's, because I've been doing every other one, but I just don't feel like it. Like, fuck. But then I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about after I get done talking about that. And it's like, I just hate it because I'm like, I feel like this is the most, like, not exciting, but, like, this is the most, like, tea, like, drama part of my life, which obviously there's an audience for that. Like, people love hearing the gossip. People love hearing the tea. And that's great, but I'm just like, bitch, I feel like I'm such a deeper person than this. Like, I want to talk about way better, cool shit. But I don't know what. I just, like, wish I could just, like, make you feel the way I feel. Like, whenever, that sounds weird, but I don't know. I'm like, I just have such big feelings. But putting them into words is so hard. So, and it's like, whenever I'm in it, it's different than whenever I sit down here to podcast. So, and then, yeah, I'm like, what do we, I don't know. I don't know. My arm is freaking itchy, but you know what, bitch? I am dedicated to putting on sunscreen every day for the rest of my life. No, but I do really want to protect my tattoos this summer, and yeah, I don't know. So I've been putting on sunscreen a lot, not every single day, but a lot more than ever. But I literally only put it on, like, on this part of my arm, just on these. I have 9 right here, so that's pretty crazy. I'm like, she's getting full, like, she's a grown woman at this point, and I love it. So that's super fucking cool too. I'm gonna get hopefully 2 more tattoos, and then I'm gonna be done for the summer, because I got one last summer and learned my fucking lesson that I have no fucking self-control and I have to swim. I can't not swim. And so I was like getting in the pool, and I was like wrapping up my arm in a t-shirt and then putting it in a floaty and like trying to be super careful. But even then, it did fade a little bit, because like the chlorine will like, yeah, make it fade, I guess, if it's not healed. So that's what fucking happened, and I'm fucking pissed about it. But I mean, we got it fixed. It was great. It was fine. And then, yeah, I was like, okay, that was it. I thought I could do it. I don't know why I thought I could do that, but I thought, and now I know I can't, so I won't be doing that again. And yeah, I'm just gonna wait till I'm done swimming, because, bitch, I fucking love swimming. And you know what? I've been thinking about, like, swimming. Like, I want to go to the water park and swim some fucking laps, because the water park I go to has, like, an indoor, and so, yeah, you can swim laps there. But, yeah, I want to do that, because swimming is really good for you, and swimming is really fun, and it would just be cool to, like, be a good swimmer. But I'm not that good of a swimmer. I remember in high school, my cousin was going to lifeguard, and she wanted me to do it with her, and I was like, bitch, I just, like, I don't think I can swim. Like, I can swim. I could swim enough to save myself, but, like, I'm not, like, a good swimmer. But I don't know. Because it's like, me and my friends last summer went to the pool all the time, but we weren't like swimming around that much. Like, I mean, I'm swimming. Like, we were swimming, but I'm like, I want to like swim, not just like hang out in the pool, not like a chill pool. Like, I want to like play mermaids and swim the fuck around. Like, the last summer was so much fucking fun. And we had such a good pool to go to, but it was because a friend's friend was like a manager or some, I don't know, he worked at some apartment complex, and so we were able to go there, but he doesn't work there anymore, and I don't know the last time I talked to that kid, but you know what, if I can get in a pool for it, I would, but no, I don't know, but we do have a couple other pools, like our other friends, their apartments have pools, so we can do that, but I just really like going to that pool. But it's fine, you know, it's great, and a pool's a pool, bitch. Like, I'm not gonna complain about it. But I have a fucking blister on my foot, and it fucking hurts, because we went on a walk, and I wore my Birkenstocks, my Birkenstocks, And yeah, I got a little blisty blist on the side of my foot. And yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I don't have like that much. I literally just feel so tired. I'm just like, all I can think about is laying down in my fucking bed. But whatever. Which, you know what? These episodes don't have a certain length. Like, some of them are long as hell. I like to do around an hour. But yeah, sometimes I have to go a little longer. And you know what? I don't really think I've ever been shorter. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But maybe today, because I feel like I'm not really giving anything crazy. Nothing crazy is happening. I just feel tired. And I don't know. I feel like I don't really have anything that's like I really need to talk about. So I feel like I'm just kind of like talking about nothing. Which I'm having fun. I could talk to a fucking wall, but I also could just talk to myself in my head. Because, yeah, I feel like, yeah, this is not as interesting as it could be. But, fucking Cheyenne, that bitch. So, you can't bring glass into the camp. And she fucking was at Five Below and found this cute, it's cute as fuck, this little mushroom lamp. But it's all glass. Like, the entire thing is glass. So, yeah, we're not gonna be able to use that. But it was funny. And then, oh my god, she went fucking ham. Oh my god, she's so funny. Because we have this whole list of all the stuff that we're gonna need. And then, like, I don't know. There's like, we found this girl who has like a whole ton of shit. And like, she. In her camp setup and has like this entire like excuse me like Google Docs, and so I was looking at it and like sent it to Cheyenne and everything, and that bitch just bought like all this random shit, and it's like, you know what, some of it is good, I'll give it to her, a lot of it is good, but some of it is fucking random. I'm like, girl, what the hell? Like, we did not need this, but it was funny. So, and it's like, you know, it's not gonna hurt to have any of it. You know, like, we didn't, it's not like necessity, but like, you know, having it is like, you know, good, I guess. So, yeah, we got so much fucking shit. And then, yeah, like, this girl's list is so fucking long. Which her TikTok, I don't even know what her fucking name is. Oh. Is that her? No, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, she has all kinds of shit that, like, more than you could ever even think of. And yeah, no, it's great because, yeah, this list is never ending. And, like, the entire list, like, they all have little, like, Amazon links to them, too. So it's so fucking nice. I love it. She's so real for that. Yeah, and I love that they all have Amazon links. Like, I didn't even know that you could, like, do that. But you can, bitch. Yeah, people are fucking crazy. Literally, she has this call on here that is $193. And I mean, it's cute. It looks fucking comfy as fuck, but I'm just like, how would you even like roll all that up? Oh, is it an air mattress? I don't know. Folding air mattress? What, bitch? How do you even? Okay. Okay, so fold it up, bitch. Okay, I guess I'm not gonna do that. Whatever. They have a air mattress on top of a cot. Okay. I guess that's a thing. I feel like that makes sense. Which we have the. Okay. That's a thing because, yeah, we're gonna use. Bailey has, like, those little. Like, camping. It's like you. I don't even know. It's like a mattress pad. It's not like a mattress topper. It's not like a thick anything. It's literally, like, air. But it won't, like, deflate. Like, it has. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't fucking know. Maybe it will deflate. But. Yeah, no. I'm so excited. I made an entire list. Plus, and I made it before we found this girl's list. So, yeah, luckily, we'll have it fucking all, I guess. And, oh my God, yeah. Sorry, I'm literally just like reading through all this right now. I know I could have done this fucking, not here. This isn't that exciting for you, but you know what? It's exciting for me. And you're here for me, so let me fucking scroll through this. I don't want to read it to you because it's not mine to share. But I wish I don't know. But she's got a whole bunch of shit in here. And I feel like I had a whole bunch of shit too. Like, I feel, prepared. And yeah, fuck, my back hurts. This chair sucks that I'm sitting in here. She has a pre-shower, in-shower, and post-hour section. Like, girl, you do a lot. I'm gonna take my clothes off. That's my pre-shower. Get in the shower. I don't think I'm gonna wash my hair, which it's gonna be 6 days, but also, like, for the fattest fucking minute, and still sometimes, like, I only wash my hair once a week. Like, I've been thinking about doing it twice a week just because it's like, I feel like after like 3 full days, like, I just wanna wash it. So, yeah, I don't know. I do that. I've been doing that sometimes, but then sometimes I'm like, I don't wanna fucking wash it. And so I don't. And you know what? Dirty hair is great braiding hair. So I think like the first day, maybe I'll do. I don't know. I really don't know how people wear their hair down at festivals. Like, yes, I know that I have an excessive amount of hair, like a lot more than most people, but not a lot more than most people. I just have long, thick hair. Like, that's not unheard of, but I just feel like, yeah, it is really thick and it is really long. So I don't know, but I'm like, even short, thick hair or long, thin hair or just fucking hair, like, how are you wearing your hair down? How are you not fucking hot? Like, damn. But yeah, so I don't think I'm gonna do that. Like, I might do a little, like, oh, honestly, I don't even know. I just hate dealing with my hair whenever I'm hot and sweaty and gross. Like, I just don't wanna do that. So I think, yeah, I'll probably braid it every fucking day. But I'll do like different braids because I also have colored braids, like extensions that I can braid into my hair too. So I'll probably do that. Oh my God. I'm so excited. And I love doing little. I just found out that they're called slut strands. But I don't know. The word slut sucks. Like, I prefer whore. Whore strands. But I don't know. They're just like two little pieces, like the front pieces. And yeah, I'll just do like two little braids. And I love it. That's literally, I feel so cool when my hair is like that. And yeah, I'm probably just gonna leave those in for the whole time we're there. And then I'll like switch up the rest. Because washing my hair with. We got a little shower pouch, but I just feel like that little shower head is not gonna fully clean my hair. But is a half clean better than nothing? I don't know. I don't know, honestly. I have no fucking idea. But I guess we'll see. And then, oh, and I also got like these rinse-free little like soap things. So if we didn't have a shower, we'd have that. But we have a shower. But we can still use those with the shower, I'm pretty sure. But it's just like in case you don't have a shower, then you can still use them. But also, we'll probably just bring regular body wash too. Just in case to have both for our nasty, sweaty selves. And then, what else? What else? We're gonna be so hydrated. Oh my God. Yeah, we're gonna be fucking hydrated. And yeah, I'm really so excited. We got our grill, which Cheyenne needs to freaking bring home because it's at her mom's house and she's forgot it like 2 times already. And so, yeah, and she's going to her mom's this weekend for Easter. So I'm like, don't fucking forget it. And she's like, don't forget it. And her mom's like, don't forget it. So the three of us are all collectively gonna try to remember for her to get it. So hopefully she does, so she can bring it home and we can make some fucking glizzies. Yeah, I'm excited because we're gonna cook and then we're gonna eat at the festival too. And then, yeah, no, I'm really excited. I can't wait. And we're gonna try to put everything in the car and make sure it all fits, which I'm sure it will because literally the biggest thing we have is the canopy. The second biggest thing we have is a hammock. The third biggest thing we have is like the fold up table, which is literally not big at all. It's probably like 12 by 30. I don't know. I just am looking at this picture frame that's in here and it says it's 12 by 30 and I feel like it's about the size of the table when it's all folded up. So, yeah, I'm 12 by 30, okay? And yeah. So, literally not big at all and then our little cots that fold right the fuck up. And oh my god, yeah, no, I'm so excited. I think it's gonna be fucking awesome. I know it's gonna be fucking awesome. And yeah, I'm just excited to see it all coming together. And then we're gonna bring all of our pashminas. And my rhinestone pashmina came in. Oh my god, it's fucking beautiful. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I love it. And I'm gonna make my own too. So I'm so excited for that. I can't wait. I'm so fucking excited, bitch. Fuck. But you know what? I did lose. I have like these little cube organizers, you know? And I had two extra. And guess what? I don't fucking know where they are. So I don't know where I put them. I know that I kept them. I just don't know, yeah, where I put them. So that's super fucking. I didn't look under my bed. I feel like that would be like that would make sense because there's nothing under my bed. But then I feel like I was also like I'm trying to think of my mindset whenever I was putting them up and it was either I'm not gonna fucking need these but just in case and put them somewhere in my room or like I'm not gonna fucking need these and if I do like it'll not be anytime soon. Because the only reason I would ever need them is if I rip the strap, like the handle, but you only rip the handle if you're grabbing it by the handle. And so I don't grab them by the handle. Because he used to, that I, yeah, probably broke four by trying to fucking grab them by the fucking handle. So yeah, I don't do that anymore. Thankfully. So yeah, but those are really good to have, like our little shit in. Like we've got all of our candy and stuff in one and like little random, like. Random shits in one, and then yeah, bro. I'm so excited, it's gonna be so much fun! And yeah, Cheyenne got these big ass fucking bags that we'll use too. We can put like all of our blankets and tapestries and anything like you know, foldy fold like that, and then. Yeah, I think we're gonna be fucking set. I'm so excited. But I'm gonna have to bring so many outfits because we're gonna be there from Wednesday to Monday at the campground. But then we're also gonna be traveling that Tuesday night on the way there and that Monday, Tuesday on the way home. So, yeah. And so we gotta bring something. I'm probably gonna sleep in like. I'll bring like two big t-shirts and two shorts for sleeping. But then we need like chill campsite daytime outfits. But then we also need like cute daytime rave outfits. But then we also need nighttime rave outfits. But I don't know. I'm like, I really feel like my day to nighttime is not gonna be that crazy because yeah, it'll cool down at night, but I don't think it will be cold. And if it is, good, I got my pashmina. Like, I don't think I'm really gonna be changing. I think I really just wanna be comfortable. Like, that's my main focus, which pretty much all I wear is swimsuits. And so it's like, you know, that's fine. Like, that's comfortable. The accessories might come off at night, but maybe not. Like, and if they do, then I will just keep the rest on. And yeah, it'll be fucking fine. Because I'm not gonna, I don't know, I don't like, I don't like full fishnet, like fishnet tights. I'm not into that. I like the like thigh. What are those called? There's another word for that. I don't know what they're called. But just like the little short ones that you don't have to fucking fuck with every time you go pee, because that's why I don't like fucking fishnets, because they fucking rip. Or tights, they fucking rip and it pisses me the fuck off. So yeah, I just want like I prefer like leg wraps. So that's my jam. I'll be getting that. And then, of course, like jewelry, cute jewelry. I have a bunch of cute, like, rave earrings. And then, like, necklaces and stuff. And then, what else? The pashmina, of course. The fanny pack, the camel pack. And cool sunglasses. Like, that's really my vibe. That's how I like to go, because I don't want to be wearing all this itchy, scratchy, uncomfortable shit and hate my life. Because that's what I did at EDC my first time. And I just went all out for outfits and was like all for aesthetic and not comfortability. And yeah, the fishnets fucking sucked. I got like all these little like rhinestone like garters and like stuff. But then they were getting stuck in pashminas and stuck to other people, and like it was just a whole fucking thing. So yeah, I'm like, I don't want, and it's like I don't like shit that fucks with my pashmina, 'cause all the rhinestone stuff, like how the rhinestones, like the little like I don't know what that's called, but like when rhinestone, like I don't know, like they have like that little like clamp thing on them that holds a stone into whatever it's on. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but that shit will fuck your pashmina up, and that fucking sucks. So I'm just gonna have a rhinestone pashmina. Like, what more could you fucking ever want in your entire life? So, I'm so fucking excited. It's gonna be so much fun. I can't wait. Yeah, and I feel like we're really prepared. Like, I'm like, I mean, already we're set, and it's gonna be better than Elements, so I literally can't complain a fucking bit. But I just feel like we're gonna be like glamping, and like I feel like we're really like really really put together, and like we are gonna have so many like seating arrangements, and that is so nice because we'll have our cots, which are just tanning chairs, so we'll sleep on those, but then in the daytime we can lay out and tan in them or just sit on them. And then we also have the two chilbos. One of them is better than the other one though. And then we have the hammock, and then we have that little table. It has four chairs on it, but I really don't think more than two people should sit on it, just because it is like, I don't know, I don't trust it. So we'll see about that. And then I also have these little blow up chairs, but they're really small, so I don't know if we're gonna use those. Probably only like if we have people over, but it's like we're really not gonna even be at camp that much, because we're gonna be fucking popping our fucking pussies, especially like not at night, because they have afters. And after the afters, and after the afters, like, it's gonna be fucking crazy. They got sunrise sets, like, fuck. It'll be fucking insane. So, yeah. So fucking fun. So fucking exciting. I love it. I love it. I love it. But, damn. I feel like boring about today's episode, but you know what? Like, I liked it, okay? So I love you, baby. I hope you had a good day. I hope you have another good day. And get some fucking sleep, because you know what? We all need it. And give yourself a hug and be nice to yourself. And you know what? Maybe try a little breath work. I tried a bunch of them, and I did really like a bunch of them. There's the ocean's breath. And so you like take a big inhale in and then through your nose. And then you exhale through your nose, but you like pretend as if you're like fogging up a glass. And so you like do it harder, and it like you just like use your throat a little bit. I don't know. Look it up. And it sounds like the ocean, but it just feels good. Like I feel like, and there's like you can add some movement in there, so you can like roll your shoulders or like lean forward and do air side stretch and stuff. It's good. I like it. Or the good old box breathing. That is good. You inhale for four, you hold for four, you exhale for four, and then you hold for four, and then repeat, repeat, repeat. And it's so good. There was so many. And there was this other one. It was like you inhale for 4, you hold for 6, you release for 8, and then you pause for 2. I think that's it. 4, 7, 8, 2. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So yeah, inhale for 4, 4, hold for 4, 6, 8, 2. Yeah, because then you hold for 6, and then you release for 8, and then hold for 2. Is that right? I don't know. I think I said different things both times whenever I said that. Whatever. Look it up, bitch. Look up some good breath work. Look up some good meditation. Like, I like it. It's helping me. It's helping my inner. I'm trying to change the tone of my inner voice, the energy of my inner voice. I just feel like that is like, I don't really know how to accomplish that. I don't really know what needs to happen, but I just know that's what needs to happen is like just the way that my inner, like the bitch who's always talking in my head, like, I don't know. She's just like mean. And I don't know. Like, I don't know. She could just be nicer and softer and gentler and kinder. So I just have imagined and thought about the truest, most beautiful version of myself. And this, like, idea of like how, who, and how I want to be. And, like, you know. I don't know, just kind of thinking about her and then thinking about myself and just trying to do more to get me closer to that. And it's like, it's not like physical stuff. It's not like, oh my God, I want to be rich and I want to have this big house and I blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, like, I just want to be, like, you know, soft and I want to always feel like light and present and just like, dancing around. I imagine her wearing like flowy, comfy clothes, doing her own thing, barefoot, skipping through the grass, like, and just like, I want her to laugh way more. And I just want her to be able to be completely present in every moment ever. And I just want her, like, I don't know. Like, I just have, I like went like really in depth the other day talking about it. Or, yeah, I was texting on ChatGPT and yeah, just like talking all about it. And I was like, I feel like this really did help because it's like now that I can kind of picture this, like it, like then ChatGPT was like helping me, like, okay, like what can I do today to make me like even just a little bit more like her? And so I just been doing that. And like, dude, I've been talking to ChatGPT a lot. Like, I love this fucking shit. I talk to it about everything. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's been helping me. I feel like I like it. So, yeah, just, I'm just trying to, yeah, take better care of myself mentally, physically, and emotionally. So that's what I'm doing, ho. But anyway, you know, maybe you got nothing out of this, but maybe you got something. Maybe you got your little festival camp set up out of this. But anyway, I love you. We're not quite at an hour, but you know what? I don't give a fuck, bitch. I didn't promise an hour. I said around an hour. And guess what? We are around an hour. Anyway, I love you. Bye.